So imagine spending 3 years making a documentary series. You must be passionate about it. You've called it passion. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Karen and Matt are with us. Karen Yamasaki and Matt Hurley from Passion. And now Passion is a documentary series that you've made over 3 years.
Yeah.
Passionate, you must be.
Yes.
Looks really cool, though. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's a web series based about just young creatives within Auckland and New Zealand.
Yeah. Of which we should be heralding every single day. We should be singing the praises of in this town because we have so many awesome individuals. How did you come across the individuals that you feature in Passion?
It first started off when I was kind of involved in the all ages music scene, and it kind of grew from there. So I was meeting people through that, and then it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then once I kind of moved to the more like R18 scene, yeah, and then like, we started meeting heaps more people through that, and Kedia. You know, he's a musician as well, so we met people through him and just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
And so when did you decide to make it into a web series? What was the germ of the idea?
So it was actually me and my friends from high school, and we were entering a competition. It was like a documentary competition.
Boom, yep.
And I thought it was really important to, you know, showcase the fact that there are so many talented young people out there. Because I think that's quite often, you know, swept under the rug because nobody really cares about young people and what they're doing. Yeah.
It's hard because everyone, especially when you, the modern environment, the way it is, sort of everyone wants to, they're 15 minutes to be superstar, I want to be superstar.
Yeah.
And there's so many people telling you to look at their shit. And and a lot of people whose shit really deserves to be looked at don't get a chance, you know, because of that.
It was also kind of like a platform to showcase that. Because when I was 15 and 16, I was doing gallery exhibitions and that sort of thing. But it's like nobody would take me seriously because I was 15 and 16. And like
I mean, as much as you, I mean, that's, I can see how that would be painful, and you can sort of see why, you know. Scully, rapscallion comes in there with your free thinking ideas, and you're making all the old people look stupid.
But I mean, it's good to celebrate that as well.
Yeah, totally. This is the thing. I totally agree with you. So when people the Passion series, how do you release it? You've got a launch party tomorrow at Whammy, in the back room at Whammy.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a sec. But tell us about the actual web series itself. Is it going to all come out at once?
Already been coming out. It's just that we had organised a launch party, and then things kind of came up, and we just had to keep pushing it back and back and back.
Sure.
So we release it every single Saturday, and it's on my YouTube and my Facebook page.
Okay, so people just get what, Passion or?
Yeah, so you can either type in Karen Yamasaki on Facebook, and I'll come up with a Facebook page.
KarenYamasaki, just in case you're typing it out now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, or else you can just go onto YouTube and type in my name.
Yep. Sure, and it'll come up. Now, Matt, what's your involvement here?
Helping out a lot with filming B-roll and just like general assistance. I'm the cab driver driving us all around to all the different studios.
And Matt has helped us a lot with, because Matt's also done a few shows himself. So he's also helped us kind of figure out how to do it in a more professional way, I suppose.
Kind of like the logistics of it, really.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Which is just as important.
Yeah. Because when we first started out, it was very just like teenagers doing their thing, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of cool as well. I guess, but you just learn through experience, eh?
Definitely. Yeah.
And how many people are actually in the production side of it?
Just me, Matt, and Kedia.
So it's a tight unit.
Yeah.
Someone's sick, you're rooted, aren't you?
Before like the first, when we first started it was like a big group of like five or six of us from my media group, my media class in school. And then from that, it kind of, you know, people started leaving high school. And then we kind of moved on and on. And then I started doing it with Lockie and Kedia. And then
That's weird, isn't it? Okay.
So I started doing it with Lockie and Kedia, and then Lockie went on to do a full-time job, so he couldn't quite do it. And then Matt jumped on board, and then
excellent.
Yeah.
So it's been 3 years in the making. How many have you done? How many episodes?
We've released 14.
Cool.
We filmed way more than that.
Wow, awesome. Are you getting some sort of commercial involvement? Are you interested in that side of it, or is that not the point?
I mean,
I know you want to keep it real on that, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, we've looked into it and we are still looking into it.
Cool.
Because, you know, that's kind of how you get places.
True. How do you, how do you find the people that you showcase in the episodes?
Mainly through Instagram, actually.
See?
I think it's a very millennial thing.
What do you mean? You sort of look for other people who like other people's stuff, who sort of friends of theirs, and they look interesting and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and then you just message them. And
do people get hold of you as well, saying I'm interesting, put me in it?
Some people have.
Oh, that awkward time when you look at the thing and go, yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I mean, most of the time they're friends with me, and you know they've been making art alongside me for however long as well. So yeah.
So you spend this time making. What do you think is the most important thing that you've learned up till now, as far as putting something like this together?
There are a lot of young people out there.
That's true.
Who are very shy about talking about their work, and I think it also comes with the idea of culture and where they come from, especially because like I'm Japanese, and it's kind of like rude to talk about what you're good at.
Toot your own horn.
Yeah, and I think. Yeah, like it's good in a way, but also you need to be able to show yourself.
And especially when you're just sort of starting out too, you've it's natural to be sort of worried about people not digging it. You know?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. And I think a lot of people are nervous about, you know, showing their art. And I think that's something that needs to change. And I think passion is a good way because it doesn't only talk about their art. Like it also talks about them as a person and why they make their art.
Cool. That's why I think it's really awesome. So you've got the launch party, which is like, so it's supposed to have happened a wee while ago, but it's going to happen tomorrow night. And at the back room at Whammy, $5 on the door at 8:30 is the opening. And alongside there's a market. What sort of things will you sell at the market in the back room at Whammy?
So the doors open at 8:30.
Yep.
And then we kind of have like an hour in between for people to come in and have a look around.
What are they going to be looking at?
So we have visual artists. We've got Tony Gill. We've got Lunatype. We've got Lily Cleary. We've got Gab Stoddard and Cindy Huang. And so they kind of range between painting to embroidery to like t-shirt printing and that sort of thing.
All the stuff for sale as well.
Yeah.
Hence the word market. Sure. Yep. Yeah. And then you finish it all off with some live musical performances.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of just a night to showcase everyone who's been a part of the series.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So that's at Whammy tomorrow night, 8:30. It's $5 on the door, the Passion Launch Party. And once again, if you want to try and find that, you can go to YouTube, look up Karen's name on YouTube, Karen Yamasaki, or on where else? Facebook.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we've got sponsorship from Little Island as well.
And we've got sponsorship.
So they're giving us free drinks.
Awesome. Hey, well, great stuff, you guys. And please utilize this forum to come and toot your horn about your stuff. And I think it's really cool that you're celebrating the awesomeness of that particular age of New Zealanders. We're so hard to jump on board something that's interesting and exciting where everyone else can see you as well. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cool, thank you.
What are we playing here? What's this? It says Karen's secret track.
Oh, I'm guessing it's the Daffodils track. So Daffodils is one of the bands who will be playing, and this is their demo track to Angels. This is just a demo.
They feature on one of the episodes?
Yes, it's not out yet, but it will be coming out in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks for coming in, you guys. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your eyes are closed.
So that's Daffodils. Daffodils are going to be playing at the Whammy tomorrow night for the Passion Release launch party. And you can see them. It only costs you $5. Just like you're wondering, it only costs you $5. That song's called Two Angels.